We think it's got consequences for everyone in the North West, and particularly in Donegal. The UK is our biggest market in the Republic of Ireland, and we really want to be sure that there aren't going to be any more obstacles put in people's way.
There is ongoing discussions and rumours about would there be border posts going back up and checkpoints going back up. Now, Teresa Villiers seems to be quite adamant there won't be. Yourselves and indeed Sinead McLaughlin in Derry Chamber quoted in the Donegal News recently, not so sure.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of talk about border controls. If the whole idea of exiting the EU is to control migration and to limit the people coming in, well, how do you do that if you don't have some border control? We've enjoyed over the last number of years a seamless border for many things. You know, there's a lot of people who work on the other side of the border who seamlessly do that. So are there implications for those kind of people? We really can't survive with having any restrictions put in place.
There's also a huge level of cross-border cooperation, not least the Northwest Business Park campus at LYIT, campus at Fort George in Derry itself. Multiple other examples of cross-border cooperation on a business level, on a community level. Fears, obviously, that in the event of Britain leaving the EU, the tax implications of those could raise issues.
Yes, I think it could. I mean, I think everyone has worked very hard over the years to make sure that cross-border is getting there, you know, and we've seen in the last while with the science park, but also even on a health care basis. What are the implications for that? You know, everybody's worked hard to get it to this space, and it's not perfect. So we worry now that if the UK vote for a Brexit, then we're back to square one or worse.